From the Nifty Studios and Golden Statue Productions comes the highly anticipated award show episode of Tales from the Trenches. Yes, it's the Trenchy Awards, acknowledging law and dramatization of cases ripped from the advance sheets. Here now is your master of ceremonies, Guy Smiley.
Thank you. Please, you are too kind. Welcome to the 63rd Annual Trenchy Awards. I'm your host, Guy Smiley. We are here in the ballroom of the lovely and soon-to-be-defunct University Sheridan Hotel in beautiful downtown Syracuse for the presentation of the 63rd Annual Trenchy Awards. And what a night it promises to be. It's been a wonderful year, filled with cases that thrilled us, some made us laugh, and a few made us cry. Let's get right to our first award of the evening. Here to present the nominees for CPL 245 Case of the Year are two of your favorites, the ADA with the superhuman intellect, The Sage, and from Tales from the Trenches Episode 9, The Bail Dilemma, ADA Joanne Galway.
Oh, hello. It's distressing to see so many of you here instead of at your desks, working away.
Oh, come on. It's a special occasion, and everyone is dressed up in their fancy clothes.
Okay. I suppose a night of frivolity is permitted. It's like an offer I can't refuse. Would you like to read the nominations for CPL 245 Case of the Year?
Oh, yes. And here they are. Number one, People v. Bay from the Court of Appeals, holding that due diligence and good faith by the people is required in obtaining discovery prior to filing a proper certificate of compliance. Number two, People v. Nichols from the Bronx Criminal Court, holding that service of COC and statement of readiness at 5:01 p.m. on the 90th day is timely. Number three, People v. Johnson from the Fourth Department, holding that CPL 245 requires disclosure of all items and information that relate to the subject matter of the case that are in the people's possession, custody, or control.
Okay, settle down. And the winner is... Whoa, it's People versus Bay.
People v. Bay was featured in Tales from the Trenches Episode 16, A Visit from St. Boss, while People v. Johnson starred in Tales from the Trenches Episode 15, The Spy Who Loved CPL 245-1K. Accepting the award for People v. Bay is everybody's favorite ghost horse, Bella Cosa! What thoughtful and poignant sentiments, my friend. Our next category is the Newcomer Award, and here to make that presentation are Maxwell James and the Chief from Tales from the Trenches Episode 15, The Spy Who Loved CPL 245-1K.
Well, Chief, we finally made it. We're here at the Oscars.
I don't think that's where we are, Max.
Ah, okay. Well, would you believe the Tonys?
No, Max.
How about the Daytime Emmys?
Just tell us about the recipient, Max.
Right, Chief. The recipient for the Newcomer Award is... Chief, shouldn't we use the cone of silence?
Just read it, Max.
Right, Chief. This newcomer is from the Third Department out of Broome County. It's so new that the ink isn't even dry on the decision. This new case, relying on People v. Bay, finds that when there was a delay in the disclosure of some discovery material after the filing of a COC and SOR, the people exercised due diligence and good faith in obtaining the materials they acknowledged were outstanding. Thus, a speedy trial dismissal pursuant to 3030 wasn't required. Rather, a sanction, if any, could be fashioned pursuant to CPL 245.80.
That's right, Max. And the winner is...
Right, Chief. The winner of the Newcomer Award is People v. Williams, decided on February 8th, 2024, from the Third Department.
And here to accept the Newcomer Award is... Ella Corsa! So very true, my equine compadre. And now it's time for a very special award, our Lifetime Achievement Award. It is presented to the person who has given so much to the Academy and to the prosecutors of this state. Here to present the award is everyone's favorite ingenue, Trixie!
Thank you, guys! It is truly an honor to present tonight's Lifetime Achievement Award. Our honoree has such a big brain and a really huge wealth of knowledge. He doesn't mind sharing his gifts with all of us. He has been an executive ADA, counsel to the trial division, chief of the trial division. He developed in-house legal research software called Trial Assistance. He's given countless CLEs and trainings and written numerous articles. He's also an amateur photographer who loves his fruity drinks. You know him. You love him. The winner of the Trenchies Lifetime Achievement Award, it's the boss!
Wow! What a surprise! Boy, Susan and Sean sure tricked me. I thought this was going to be a remedial writing class on how to construct a sentence in less than 10 words. Well, I guess that horse is out of the barn. But this is super. I could not be more thrilled. It would take a few hours to thank all the folks who have been so generous to me over the years and made my time as a prosecutor and NPD staff member so fulfilling. And I have to tell you, in reality, I think I've already forgotten all their names. But folks, you know who you are, and I thank you so much. Now it's time for my next adventure, exploring the Purple Mountains' majesty of the state of Delaware. Boy, oh boy, what an exciting set of experiences are in stock for Marilyn and me. But to all of you, my friends, the very best of good luck and good health, and to all of you, good night.
What an evening! On behalf of the dedicated people who bring you Tales from the Trenches, thank you for your support. Keep those cards and letters coming. That'll do it for the 63rd Annual Trenchy Awards. Until next time, this is Guy Smiley saying so long and keep living the dream.
This has been an honor-filled episode of Tales from the Trenches. This episode was inspired by People vs. Bay and People vs. Williams, and also by the amazing work of Rob Dreher. For a list of authorities relied on in this episode and much, much more, be sure to visit the Tales from the Trenches page on Prosecutor's Encyclopedia. And be sure to subscribe to the NPD podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode was written, produced, directed, and performed by your friends here at NPTI, including Bellicosa. So be sure to join us next time on Tales for the Trenches for another exciting episode. So long for now.